Boise, Smokey in Washington is calling the president on the line.
Who?
Tom Boise.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
How are you, Mr. President?
I'm sure glad to hear from you.
Well, I'm certainly nice to talk with you, Mr. Please.
How are things going out in your way?
Well, pretty well. Pretty good. In fact, politically, it looks all democratic.
Well, I don't know. You don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Well, you don't see anything else at the present time. It looks very good, I think.
Well, I just sure hope you're right.
Well, and I think a lot of that due to the very fine job that you're doing.
What are they like about what we're doing, Tom?
Well, just everything. All of the proposals that you've made here in our state meet the approval of practically all of the fact is, of course, you've seen some of the polls where they expect that you 80% of the vote.
Have you had any polls in Idaho?
No, we haven't, other than just talking around the numbers of people. And there's been no particular complaints so far.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find anyone that's opposed to you.
Thank you, Tom. Is this man your judge?
Yes, he is. Now, he's one of the best qualified in the state of Idaho. He comes from our area down there. That's north central Idaho, and that's the hotbed of democracy. We usually, in that area, especially the county, we send a pretty nice handsome Democratic majority. In fact, that's part of the state that elects Democrats.
Well, I'm for you, Tom, and I don't want anybody out there that you don't want, and I told him that tonight.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and it's awfully nice of you, but in this instance, I'm very much in favor.
All right.
He's a strong Democrat, and he's done a lot for us, and we're all...
You be damn sure he's a Johnson man. Because he'll impanel those grand juries, and he'll handle those federal juries, and he'll try those cases, and we don't want anybody that won't stay hitched.
Well, he's going to even bet on that.
Well, you just go talk to him and tell him we'll send him up. I'm sure he's all right, and we tell him we want to see it. We have a better record next time we did before we sent him. We don't want to lose any votes because of a name.
Well, we'll certainly look after that. And I'm sure that he'll do the best he can for us in every instance, because he is a strong Democrat.
That's good enough for me, Tom. I'm sure glad to hear you, and if you come down here, come see me.
I certainly will, Mr. President. It's awfully nice of you.
Now, you look after Idaho for me.
I'm going to do the best I can.
Well, if you run into any storm crowds, why, you drop me a note.
I'll certainly get in touch with you.
Thank you, Tom.
You've had a nice talk with
me. I'm always thankful for friendships like yours.
Well, that's nice.
Because you were there when the going was rough.
Yes, it was a little rough. I know, but my goodness, we're fortunate.
Well,
I'm glad that we have the confidence in you, Mr. President.
Well, if you hadn't been there ahead of time, I wouldn't have been where I could take over.
Well, we appreciate that fact. My goodness, how fortunate we are. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.